All right, good vach. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel. We just started. We're going to have to start again. Sif Yud Gimel. Basically, in Sif Yud Beis, with the concept, if you have a public servant, and you can call him at any time, he's on call. So basically, he's considered a bala vimoy to the entire city, all the residents of the city, because whenever they want, they can call him. Or we said a chat from the Rishonim that they were hired by Shutfis, the whole city hired him, so he's constantly on call. Like one of the cases, for example, was it Malami Tinekas. I forgot to mention it, but Malami Tinekas, not everyone has a child that's in yeshiva, and yet Malami Tinekas can the Shela Bavan for everyone, because we all hired this Malami Tinekas together, so he's Ima B'malachta, even though he's actually not servicing my child.
Which school?
It's not really Nagev, but then when the Shtot used to have one, you know, well, let's say a Molen Leker, maybe there was a Chede, was like maybe. All right. We're up to Yud Gimel. Let's start again. Harav Hashenu LaTalmidav, if a Rav is teaching his Talmidim. So who is Shal to? Is a Rav Meshubit his Talmidim? Or is Talmidim Meshubit his Rav? Maybe both, maybe neither. But this dynamic, a Rav and a Talmid, who's considered Ima B'malakta? Who's Shal to whom? Im Heim Tzrichim Lumbad Imoy B'chol Mesechta Sheyirtzuhu, if they are Meshubit to learn with him every Mesechta that he would like, even if they're middle of learning with him one's man, the middle of a mesechta, the Rav could decide, you know what, let's change to a different mesechta. So come to us, you see that he's the boss. They're really trying to help him out. With Avadi, they're gaining too, the Nenan for the Rav. But you see that the Rebbe is really calling the shots, and the Rebbe is really doing it, maybe for his Chazara, for his Kavod, whatever it is, but it's really, he's in charge. So then the halakha is, us, havi heim kishulim loy, they are considered, all of them are considered shulim loy, shem ima b'malacha. And therefore, v'mshol mehem, if he would borrow from any one of his Talmidim, havi sheila b'balim, he has an automatic patur of sheila b'balim. However, if he's meshubit to them, he has to learn any mesecta that they want. They also want, oh, you know what, let's change the mesecta, let's learn this, we'd rather learn, we're not interested anymore in this mesecta, we want to go somewhere else, and he would be meshubit, then oz faked hu nishalahem. He's considered nishalahem, vafilu shaloi b'shazalim, but even if he's actually not learning with them right now, because the same type of tzar, kemen shetzarach lumerimon b'chalei sheyirtzu, since he's meshubah to learn with them whenever they want, whenever they have shilas, whenever they want to sit down and learn the Gemara, he's meshubah to learn with them, so therefore he's considered always imam b'malacha, and if they'll borrow anything from the Rav, from the Rebbe, they'll always have the p'tor of Shmir Babaylam. So it can go either way. Depending who's calling the shots, that's who. That's indication. It's a simon of who's really shal to whom. V'imadava toli b'shneim. However, if they both have to agree, shamesekta shisko yigmaru, they have to, if they start a mesekta, they got to finish it. V'ena rav yachol l'shanes ha-mesekta shalem izdas ha-tamidim v'loy ha-tamidim v'loy das ha-rav. Neither could change the mesekta. Each one is meshubah to other, then us, einim shulam zeh lazeh klal, neither are considered shulam zeh lazeh. They're both doing it for their own benefit. Fine, that's the halacha. So, because whoever calls the shots, he's in charge, he's considered the borrower, and the other person who's meshubah to him is the imay b'malacha. He's lent out to him.
Why aren't they like shutfish?
Oh, very good, excellent. Excellent question. So the shail is, okay, we'll go out of order. In this last case, where each one is meshubit to the other, and each one cannot change the mesekta, why do we say that neither, einam shulam zeh lazeh klal, neither are considered a shal? Faket, say like you said, say they're like shutfim, and faket, both should have the p'tur of a sheli of a bal avimai. It should be the other way around. Or let's say we had our halacha before, shmarli v'esh malacha, it's balavim by both ways. I'm watching your item, you're watching item. We don't say it cancels each other out. Forget, I'm working for you and you're working for me. We're both working for other. In the middle, we should both have the chi of a balavim by, a ptura balavim by. That cash is $1 million kasha.
Yeah, but the fact is that they can't do anything without the Rebbe.
And the Rebbe can't do anything without them, but they're both meshubit to learn the mesecta that they started out learning. So this kasha, the Magen Ha'olif asked in Psachim, Hilchos Psachim, Mamish Negeya, right now, the beginning of Tavchav Test, which is the beginning of Pesach, over there it talks about the Rav should be Dorish Lamed Yom Lefnei Achag, whatever, we're going to get to it about. But over there, the Magen Alva Yisakash, what's going on? Over here it should be like Shutfim, it should be like Shmarli Vesh Melachol. So the Magen Alva wants to say, interesting word. He wants to say that Shutfim we're doing Mili Da'alma. By Shmarli Vesh Melachol, we're doing Mili Da'alma. Mashenkim, when it comes to learning, I'm not, when I learn with you, I'm not meshubet to you, and you're not meshubet to me. We're both meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are we learning? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to learn. We're both really meshubet to Him. So the fact that we both have to learn with each other, we're committed to each other, that's we're meshubet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a greater cause. We're not meshubet to each other. It's just, if I could force you to learn what I want, which is extra, more than the chiv in the Atari. In the Atari, you gotta learn and I gotta learn. But the fact that I could schlep you and say, you gotta learn what I wanna learn, so then that chelik, that you are meshubid to my decision, that chelik is where you are balavimi. And faket, if I have to learn, I have to teach what you wanna learn, then on l'rabi, that chelik, which is extra, which I'm not mechuyiv min hashamayim, from hashamayim I can learn myself, but that extra that I gotta learn what you want me to learn, that extra makes me balavimcha b'malacha. Only l'rabi, that extra chelik. But here, we neither have the extra chelik, because I can't force you, and you can't force me, so that's a regular din, and neither are considered shulam zelazah. That's how.
I don't think that's true, because in this case, I can force you. I can force you to continue the mezekta.
Oh, that's a shala. That's a shala. It's luchari. I can force you to continue the mezekta. Means from the Rabbanu Shalalam, you don't have to teach me. I don't have to learn with you. That's fine. You could have just done your own thing. So obviously, you're meshubet to me, and I'm meshubet to you. So what we say on that part, that's a shtuk or shvei on the Magen Olav. To pischei choishin.
On that point, I'm during shleishman chag. Well, you could force him to learn
Hilchos Chag, if I understand. Oh, we're going to get to it. It's a task. Yeah. One second. So the Pesach HaKadoshim wants to say a different shot, not like the Magen Olav. He doesn't have a kash. I don't think he has on him. Pesach HaKadoshim wants to say like this. When we're learning together, if neither could force each other, then I'm not learning to help you, and you're not learning to help, you're not teaching to help me. The reason why I'm learning is because I want to learn, and I want to benefit from you. It's for my own hana. And the reason why you are teaching is vice versa, you get hana from teaching. So you're doing it for your own reason, and I'm doing it for my own reason. Neither are meshubet to each other. Bishlam, if I could force you to come to my mesechta. So you see how this dynamic is, the structure really is that you're doing it l'tevasi. Because why should I have the upper hand and force you to come to me? It must be that really I need you as Talmidim, whatever. And if I could force you, so the ikka reason why you're learning with me is to help me out. I've added you're not going to do it for nothing. I've added you get on as well. Or faket, if I have to learn, teach you what you want to learn, then faket. So you see that the ikka is that I'm at your service. I'm trying to help you out. Obviously, I'm not doing it stam. It's not a chesed shalem, it's I'm doing because I also enjoy teaching. Good. But Lamai says, I see that I'm a shubit to you. But the fact that we both can't force each other, so back to the drawing board, he said, well, each one is doing for zich, each one is doing for his own anor. So that's why we're not each one bishloim, but a case of shutfim. With Lamai says, I'm working on your chefetz, and you're working on my chefetz. I'm working on your chelik, you're working on my chelik. Or shmar li vesh melecha, I'm working on your item, and you're watching my item. So that's real service. That's I'm servicing you and yourself. And here, I'm learning and you're learning. We're both getting anor, we're learning for ourselves. So there, unless we see one could force the other, then we don't see Balavima at all. Oh, so again, so very good. So the Mekor Chaim of Inyan Tav Chavtes points out that this whole din is only if the Rebbe is doing a bechinam. But if you hire the Rebbe, even the Rebbe could call the shots. The Rebbe could decide any mesachta he wants. But he's hired by me. Says obviously, you see that he's working for me. I'm not working for him. How could he say that I'm working for him? Because he could call them as actor. Then he should be paying me. If I got, I'm paying him, means he's my worker. He says, imagine if I would hire a pile and I make up with, well, look, I have a lot of things around the house that needs to be fixed. You could do whatever you want. I just fix my house. You could decide first to fix the bathroom, and then first to the bedroom, the lights. You can do it any order you want. Do whatever you want, but you got to fix my house. So you can say, that's not considered a pole zima b'malacha? About a zima b'malacha. Even though it's up to the pole to decide what he wants to fix first, but I'm hiring the pole. So he said, if I hire the Rebbe in the Avada, that's what the Ziva says over here, in Sifka and Dali, he says it b'kitzah, d'mayi davka malamba b'chinam, but over there he says it b'arichis, this word, if I pay you a kochuk, that's the greatest indication that you're my pile rather than I'm your pile. Alright. If you borrow something from Malamba, you're the Talmud, that's it, you're going to be part of L'chayr, if he's meshubit to learn what you want. Because you pay schalimid, right, like the Sivis, right, or you borrow from a tutor or whatever it is, yeah, then you're going to have a p'tur of balavimai, excellent p'tur. All right, so now let's go back to before. So it says, let's give another kid. The Aruch HaShulchan says that who wouldn't love Dafka Rebbe, who wouldn't if you'll have, let's say, a dying Kvu Be'ir, or a Rav who has to answer Shilas. He's on call. In America, we don't have such a Musik so much, but in Europe, they have, you know, the Rav of the Shtot. He's Meshubit to the Shtot. even if he wouldn't even get paid, but he's meshubet shah, maybe you could say in like Rosa that poiskim who have to answer your shaylas. So even if they're not hired, but if they're meshubet to answer your shaylas whenever you want, whenever you call them, they got to answer your shayla. So if you borrow anything from them at any time of the day, since if you would ask a shayla, they got to answer you, so then they're meshubet to you, you can have a ptur, balavimai. But it says the mefush and aloka, even if they're not learning with you right now, but since if they wanted to, that will make it, that's already enough. So that will be a ptur of Balavima. This map asks a different child. This might ask, how come in the case where the Rebbe's working for you, the Mechab and the Torah inserts that even if it's not the Shas HaLimit as long as you want, Chalesha Yirtzah. So why didn't the Torah Mechab say at the beginning also that when the Talmidim are Meshubit to the Rav, even if they're not learning with the Rebbe, say the same thing, that the Talmidim always consider Balavima with the Rebbe because whenever the Rebbe wants, they got to learn with him. So I think Balabatish, it's masses into Santa Pshar, which I can't explain. But I think Balabatish is no such mitzvah. Bishlamba Rebbe, he has the time that he has to learn, the hour that he has to learn, the share that he has to give, whenever the Talmud wants. Not only that, after the share as well. The Talmud has a shayla, the Rebbe can answer the shayla. He's meshubit to the Talmud. When you have, the Talmud is always meshubit, Bishlami, he can learn he has a class and he's meshubit to whatever the Rebbe decides. All the yeshivas like this, the Talmud don't decide, the Rebbe, the Hanhala decides. But to say that they got to learn whenever the Makachi wants to give a shiur, I'm not meshubit. If you want to give a shiur the whole day, I'm not listening to your shiur the whole day. 1 hour is enough. So certainly, if he already gave the shiur for the day, now the Rebbe says, I want to give another shiur, go jump in. I mean, I'm not interested in another shiur, it's too much for me. I'm overloaded already with the first shiur. I'm not meshubit to the Rebbe whenever the Rebbe wants. So you can have the Bishlam if it's b'shas the shiur, fine. Or maybe you could tie it before the shiur, the Rebbe could decide at what hour to give the shiur, maybe. But the other way, yeah, then we have that the Rebbe is always meshubit to the Talmud. Whenever the Talmud has a shaila, he has a kasha on the shiur. So he's going to say, I'm not answering your kasha, it's off hours. So that's the thing. You got to answer the shaila whenever it is. So Mamela, the Rebbe is be'etzem v'yisoyit meshubit to the Talmud 24/7. So Mamela, that's why the Torah Mechaba put it in on that second half. All right. Here comes another thing. All right, this is what we were discussing before with the Taz. It says, Ulufnei amoyedim, and before Yontif, Shederech lidresh la'am huchas amoyed hu nishalahem. Before Yontif, when it was Yemet Tekala, before Pesach and Sukkah, they said, Darshan, by the Joshua, at that time, when the time of the Joshua, Eino Hanami, if you borrow something from the Rav, then the Rav, you're going to be part of, because the Rav is Imoy b'malakta, because he has to give you the Joshua. As I come to from this machab, right? Now, in Hilchas Pesach, now here it just says, Shederech Lidrishlam, B'shasta Joshua, that's what it sounds like. There's in Hilchas Pesach, it says that Liamid Liyoim Lifnei Chaka Pesach, they used to be Dorshin in Meshivin, in Shoyalin, Vedorshin, Behilchas Pesach. They have to be Shoyalin, they ask Kashas, they ask the Rav, how to Kasha the kitchen, what to do with the Chametz, what to do with this, what to do with that, how you do Machir's Chametz. They're constantly asking Kashas. So because of that, it's Lamed Yom Lifnei Chag, the Taz over there in Tov Chav Tes says that Kumtoitz, if you borrow anything from the Rebbe that whole month before Pesach, since the Rebbe is Meshubat, the answer your Shalas and Hukas Pesach, you can have the Ptura Balavimai. The entire Lamed Yom. Comes along Makar Chaim, which is a Nesivis over there, and says like this, he has a Kasha. So with the Taz, he understands the Taz. But this was bothering him. What's the halach over here that says, Lifnei Amoidim, Shiderech Lidre Shalam, Hukas Amoid, Hun Nishalahem? We just got through saying that whenever the Rav could force the Talmud, the Rav has the upper hand. If the Talmud could force the Rav, the Talmud up. If neither could force each other, neither are considered Balavimai. So it says, by the Drasha, Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Rav has to say in Hilchos Pesach, right? He's Meshubet. Let's see if I care. Let's see if the Am says, you know what, Rabbi, don't talk about Hilchos Pesach, let's talk about Bava Kama. They're not allowed. Then Meshubet him also to learn about Hilchos Pesach, Lefnei Pesach. So each one is Meshubet to the other. So if we just got through saying that when each one is meshubah to the other, it's not considered balavimai. So how come by the drasha, by the Shabbos HaGadol drasha, do we say, yeah, the Rebbe is meshubah to the kehilah. The Rebbe is meshubah to the kehilah. Why is the Rebbe meshubah to kehilah for? At this time, they're meshubah to him just as much as he's meshubah to them. It's meshabit them, or the Shulchan Aruch is also meshabit him.
Yeah, it is
meshabit. So, but both, so they're equally meshubit. So if they're equally meshubit, it should be Einim Shulam Zelazak Klal, like I just said.
He wasn't hired to say a Shiram Babakamba, a Shabbos Agadol.
And they're mechuyev to hear a Shabbos Agadol.
The reason why he doesn't have to say this, because that wasn't because he doesn't have a Shiram Babakamba, but to say Shabbos Agadol, he doesn't have a Shiram Babakamba and Shabbos Agadol. That's not what he was hired for. You hire a rabbi, you don't expect him to
keep. So the Magen, you should know, touch says something like that, which I don't understand 100%. Maybe you'll explain it to me. I don't understand, but that he tries to say that. Because in these cases, also obviously the rabbi and the Talmud weren't meshuvah.
If you hire somebody, you hire a plumber, right? Say, okay, I have a light that I need fixed. So the fact that he says I don't fix lights, that means he's meshuvah to you for plumbing. This is not, but you hire a rav to do a rav's job.
The Magen Olav tries to say that. The Mekor Chaim says something else. Mekor Chaim says, I have a Pashut Eitzah. We go with two things together. We go with the Taz. The Taz that took Manapashasa Joshi to Murta 30 days before, that the Rav has to answer all the Shilas. So he says, that's for sure that the Rav's answering the Shilas, that's a service he's providing the community. They're not providing any community to ask Shilas. There's no such thing. So he says, it's a shtick of a doik, he says, we're talking about over here, Taka Bashasta Josh and Khanami, the both mashubit to each other, there won't be Ptur Balavimai. But the reason why you have a Ptur Balavimai is because you have the Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, that the Rav is Mechuyv to answer all the Shilas. And in that chelik of answering Shilas, only the Rav is Meshubit to the Talmud, to the Kila, but the Talmud is not Meshubit, the Kila is not Meshubit to the Rav to ask Shilas. They don't have to, they don't have any Shilas, they don't have to make up Shilas. Nothing. So Mameli says, Mameli, the two answer each other. That we're talking about the Taz's case, and also Taz, everything is Gishmak.
Rabbi Steinberg said that the Olam comes for the Shabbos of Olam Russia. That's not a Sheba that they have to the Rav. They have to hear Shabbos of Olam Russia. They have to. They have to hear that. It's like saying a guy who goes to the doctor. He hires a doctor to cure him. He says, you know what? Just like the doctor has a Sheba to cure you, but you have to be here, right? Or else he can't do anything to you. That's not my Sheba to him. That's a Metzias.
So if I understand you,
I'm hiring somebody to say it to me.
Even without hiring, we're talking about a Rav Bechina. But if I understand you correctly, yeah, it is what I want to die now. That first of all, the Mekor Chaim is a shtick of modern, because to plug in the Taz, and the Mechaim is not talking about Shleishim Yoyim, and he's talking about Lehed Mishas Tadrashi, he says, Derek Lidri. He's not talking about because they have to answer Shilas. Fakat, this should be the greatest Raya, not like the Taz. So you see, that's Tavka Mishas Tadrashi. So what's the Taz saying? It's all Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei Achag. And I hold that also the Mekor Chaim's kasha, this kasha, the both Meshuvah to each other, is that both Meshuvah to each other is an indication. What are we doing? Am I learning for myself? Am I learning for you? Are you learning for yourself? Or are you teaching for yourself? Or are you teaching for me? One thing I think is poshut, that when a Rav gives a Shabbos a Gadol Drasha, he's not doing it for himself. The reason why he's mechuyev to give a Drasha is to teach the halachas about Pesach or Sukkot or whatever it is. He's zikah, the tafgid of the Drasha is for the people. Whether they could change him exactly, they can't change him exactly. Just like we said before, if you hire the Rav, it doesn't make him, even the Rav has the upper hand to change him exactly. If I hire, that's the greatest indication that he's my worker. Well, I think it's poshut that the chiv to give a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is for the people, and the chiv to hear the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is for the people. Everything's for the people, not for the Rav. So Mamela, that should be the greatest raya that the Rav is Meshuvah to the people. Mamela, that's why if someone borrows from the Rav, he'll have the Ptur, Bala Viman. I, the Taz of Maisa, says they're talking about Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, and the Mechaba only mentions Lefnei Amoidim Shaderek Lidrash, which sounds like that one day. So over there, the Magen Olav wants a Taino that the Taz is only talking about a Rebbe with his Talmidim. So he has to learn, if the Talmidim want to learn about Hilchos Pesach, he has to learn about Hilchos Pesach, he has to teach him about Hilchos Pesach. But if it's not a Rebbe in Talmidim, he's in the Kanami, then it's only B'shas HaDrasha. Otherwise he doesn't have a Drasha to give. It's only B'shas HaDrasha, there'll be Bolavim. I mean, that's what the Taz is referring to. Really, the Mechab is Taka only B'shas HaDrasha. But the Taz is talking about a special case where there's Taka Rebbe with Talmidim. There, if the Talmidim want to learn about Hilchos Pesach, it's Meshur, because Shloshim Yom Lefnei Achag, you got to learn about the Chag. All right, let's move on a drop. We'll bring it out. There's another case that the Rambam brings down. V'chein adin b'shliach tziba, if you have a chazin, im kaal shaloi, together with his kehilo, dima kaal einun yucheilun lishomet mimenu, if they can't get out of him, means, I guess, either replace him or daven in a different shul, or not daven with a minimum zemushu, but they gotta come and listen to his chazonis. Heim kishulin loy. There, the tziba is mushubit to the chazan. Vim hu en yachal lishamit mehen. But if he can't get away from them, who nishalahen? Then he is nishalahen. Same type of dynamic, just like we had over here, who could call the shots, so too over here we have, if they got to listen to me, they're meshubah to me. If I got to listen to them, then I'm meshubah to them. Look in the Nesivah Sif Cotton Hay, Mamish, the bottom line. Ayin Barashbatz, Shekosa, Didavka Bishasa Tvila, only during the time of Tvila. V'nir Dafila Hu Bizman, Haroyalis Balal, even if it's a time that's prop, that's set out, designated to daven, even if they're not davening yet, that's also going to be balavimai. Why? Just like shutfim v'shasa l'leil, shakosav arayvi de bizman aroyal malacha v'shela bevaylim. Why? Kevin shemuchiv lasaik, so to hear, since he's muchiv to daven with the tzibo, or he's muchiv to lead the tzibo, whatever it is, that's considered balavimai. Aval acha tefila, but after davening, einu meshubet lasaik, he's not meshubet to them anymore. V'chein bekahal im mashlik tzibo bizman at tefila, they also only meshubet him during the tefila. Kevin she they can't replace him, remove him. They're mechuyev to listen to him. They're just like tamidim and a rab. So the tzivis is touching on. First, he says they should know zav davka the tefillah itself during the tefillah. It's a shasa tefillah, like we keep on chazering this concept. But he also explains how in the world is the tzibo Meshubit to the chazan. I understand why the chazan meshubit to the tzibah, but how in the world is the tzibah meshubit to the chazan?
If they pay him, maybe.
If they pay him faket, then he's meshubit to them. So, but he said, how in the world are they meshubit to him? So he says that mechuyavim lishmayim emen, that they have to listen to his tefillah. What type of service is that? What are they doing? It's a whole thing that, what service are they providing him by listening to him daven? He prides himself that he's a great chazan. I'm not a chazan myself. So I can't relate to these type of issues. What exactly does he gain from having a tzibah listen to him?
Never heard the expression.
You think in an
empty building he wants to.
So it's the
kavod
shibbol.
Whatever it is.
The Maisa, the Pesachah question asks that for whose toelis are the people davening? For whose toelis are they coming to daven? They're coming to daven for his talents. They're coming down for their own talents. They have a chivat tefillah b'tzibah. We had a halacha before. If I lend you a shor, a para, whatever, a sus, and I go and help you load the para or the sus, so if I'm helping it for you to help you, then yeah, I'm balavimoy. But if I'm doing it for myself because I'm afraid that you're going to misload or improperly load my para, my sus, and ruin my sus, then since it's my talents, I'm not balavimoy. So why in the world are they coming to daven? They're coming to daven because they want to. Even the guy loves the braids. Are they coming to daven to make him feel good? Or they're coming down because they have a chiv tefillah b'tzibah. They have a chiv tefillah b'tzibah. So they're coming for themselves. It's their own talents. Where's the balavimoy? Blaim Shay doesn't know what's going on. Try to mucha. It's kakapella. What's going on? And I would say even starker. What type of malacha is shmiyah? A Rebbe with Talmud, it's not shmiyah, there's a dialogue. I'm going to ask kashas, you're going to answer. You're going to ask kashas, I'm going to answer. Talmid yes mekulam. So I'm gaining from you, you're gaining from me. So I could be meshubah to you, could be meshubah to me. But it's the dialogue going on. But what malacha am I providing? I'm going to be in the room and listen to you. So the shmiyah is the maisa? What? I don't need a maisa, just the shmiyah. I know shmira, we said before, shmar levesh malacha, is also good, even though the Gemara and Bab Matiyah Kalat Zashalad, maybe shmir is not a lav covered maisa dummy. I hear. But it's chach, I'm doing something. But I'm listening. Listening is also a malacha.
Follow me. Just sitting there.
The sitting.
Sitting there being bored is a malacha.
I am. So I thought that maybe like sort of like that, after this, I'm mechuyev to come and attend. I'm mechuyev to come and listen to you. Not just the shmi, it's the mechuyev to get there and listen to you and like you're being bored. I'm saying. Huh?
He's teaching.
No, the Rebbe and Talmidim understand because we're engaged in a conversation, but by Shlik, see, but he's davening, Kazar Zashat, and what am I doing? Amen. I mean, he gains because he gets the amen on my bracha, on his bracha, and makes his bracha a better bracha. I mean, it seems to him say, hey, it's a shmiya. I'm not sure what's going on here, what type of malacha. But Dashtay, not only that, the Tashbat says, he bavons. He says, are you going to tell me that you're not meshubit? Why? Because, big deal, there are 100 people in the city, the other 10 people will daven b'tzibah. Yeah, there's a chiva and a tzibah daven minyan. Fine, the other 10 guys will do it. I don't have to do it. What's going on? So he says, no, we see that that's not an eitzah. Just like about Tamidim. It's not a tour. I can say, oh, the Rebbe's giving shiur anyway, there are 20 other Talmidim, so I don't have to attend. I'm making sure that the Rebbe has his shiur for the day. It's fine. And nevertheless, you see, We still say balavimais. He says, you see, that the fact that you could force someone else or leave the responsibility to someone else, that's not going to take away the din of balavim. And I still can see balavim, because you also have a shivan.
He gets inspired,
but who gets inspired? The shliach tziva?
No, the
oilam. No, the oilam I understand, but what's the shliach tziva beginning from the oilam? What's that way around? That's
shliach tziva from the oilam, and yeah. That's paid.
No, we're paid. We're talking about without pay.
Without pay.
What is it? He davens better. He feels more nisragish. He's all right. Fine. He's mashpia more people. Fine. You have to know. But
it could be sometimes. I know, like when you're going around to ask for both people, you're trying to get the daven. Sometimes he doesn't want that, but we'll do you a
that he's doing you a type of. But he was doing actually tibet. I guess maybe he likes the breito. I don't know. I thought of that. It seems impossible to say malach. But what shibud is it? They have to do what? What do they have to do for you? They have to be in the audience. I'm not sure. What are they doing for the guy by being there? I don't know. But anyway, his tushel is interesting because I would tell you, a Rebbe in Talmud, in a Chidami, he has a share with the other people. But every Talmud is more kash, is more truva, is more dialogue, more Rav Chishmaisa. So every single Talmud has a chir. But Tfilu B'tziba, once you have 10, there's no chum between 10 and 100. So I'm the 11th. So what malach am I providing now?
Revam Hadras Melach.
I hear. All right. I hear. Let me share with you a mice. Reuven was making a pidyon haben. And Gvenlach, the minig is, we tried to dress up the baby and bring him in on a fancy tray. And they have all these gemachim. So he borrowed a very expensive, like a $4,000 silver tray from a gemach. They had the pidyon haben, and they were busy with the simcha and the suda, and afterwards, no, they came home, they forgot, they left the tray in the hall, they come back, it's gone. The worker helped himself, it was a nice tray, he helped himself, he's entitled, he's saying, now the tray is gone. Goes back to the gemach and says, look, I lost the tray. So you owe, you're chayiv. I mean, you borrowed it. You chayiv even boinsin. You're chayiv. Okay, yeah, but you borrowed it for the dvar mitzvah. You're giving the baby a chayiv. He's bringing it in. They're going to go to a din Torah. Right, $4,000 tray. They're going to a din Torah. Not much of a tiny. You borrowed it for mitzvah. What's going on? They got to do this talk. If the whole thing is only the mitzvah itself, maybe it's not real shayla leirois. But there's tumult. But this, you did it to enhance and make the baby look good. After the tinies, you know, the din Torah is about to finish, all of a sudden the lender's beeper goes off, whatever, his walkie-talkie goes off, there's a hatzalah call. You know, he lowers the volume to the dayan. We ask him, when did you lend this tray? So he said, he lent it last Monday, he lent the tray. And last Monday, were you on call? On hatzalah? You on call on hatzalah? I said, yeah, of course I'm on call. And you, the guy who borrowed, are you part of the city? Are you living in the city? Yeah. Follow me, man. The guy, if he would want right now, chulili, he needed to call, he would call. It's just like any other public servant. The shasla, davka, mlamitinek, is a seifa, noitea, this rav. If you needed this hatala member, he's going to have to respond to your call. That's it. It's bala vima. It was him. He made the tray, and he does it as a favor. He lends it out. Baruch Hashem, the walkie-talkie went on, and now it's bala vima. He's going to taina. No, I didn't have to respond to the call. The Baruch Hashem, a large force here in Lakewood, someone else could have responded. But when the call goes out, everyone is on the alert to call. If they know that they don't need the guy, but everyone's mishabat. Everyone's mishabat. He said, I could blame on someone else. Good, but everyone has that extra chiv. So, lachari by itself should be the same thing. Everyone has to respond to the call. So, Mameli's mishabat 24/7. And he got his mamish 24/7. And Rebbe Chacha hopefully could sleep at night. This guy is 24/7.
But he had the option. He turned it down. That was it. He didn't bother listening to what it was. Did he bother listening to what the call was?
Maybe he heard that the call was far away and he wouldn't be able to respond to it anyway.
I don't know if
the guy would be near him and call, the guy's mishabat to come.
Okay, but let's say the guy maybe wasn't near him.
Okay. But that means it's. This bala vima plays a role greater when you have any type of public service, any type of thing. Now it's a great idea. You could just borrow things from all the Tzolom members and have a bala vima.
I'll tell them to make it tonight.
Make it tonight.
Who is
the
Hatzalah guy's
sheep? I don't want them to get in trouble because they're not Hatzalah.
It's a part of the team. We work for the Tzibah. We collect money for the Tzibah. We even say standard donation, $108, whatever it's $5,400.
They collect money.
Even if they don't collect.
We decided we're going to do the talent type.
The Rav here also decided. The Rav is not Meshubah. The Rav decided he's going to teach Talmid the Mashiach. It's not Mechuyifta. He's not even getting paid. It's not Mechuyifta. He decided. Because, man, you decided, then you're Meshubah. That was the responsibility in Amdon. If all of a sudden, Chulila, a guy would have a call, and all that Talmid member decide today, you know what? We quit. I don't know if they could do that. And right now, Bishat's a call. Everyone's quitting. Find a replacement, do something, notify the Tiba, say that you're finished. Now,
They're not menschlich.
So right now, the Meshubit to the Tiba, they took on that Achrayis, the Achrayis, they named on that responsibility. They have to? Legally, why? By law, they have to respond? I mean, in halacha, if you could save somebody, then you got to save. So by halacha, also you're mishavid. By halacha, you also mishavid. You got to respond. He says legally also. If you know CPR, you're
legally.
You
have to die, right? You have to save somebody.
Legally, I remember I was in.
What, if someone knows CPR, he has to respond to a call?
If you have a
EMT
in your window and you drive by an accident,
an EMT?
And somebody spots you?
EMT, you're
mishavid that? Okay, fine. So there you have it. So the guy's. The guy's Meshubah 24/7, so mainly you always have a Petura, Balavimai. So to understand, it's going to come out like this story, comes out to the Hatzalah members, whenever you borrow from Hatzalah members, you're always going to be Pata. And to Santa Chiddush, it comes out that you can never be Chayv. L'chari, you could be Mechalek, that Bishloima, if the case would have been, let's say, you borrowed from the mayor of the city, Baruch Shem, with Zeich and Lake, where you have committee members and the mayor is from, or Bnei Brak, where the mayor is from, other cities in Eretz Yisrael like that. That's for sure we'll have a Torah Balavima, because he was hired directly, voted directly from the people in the city. He's paid by the city members. He's Meshubit to be on call 24/7. Chulila, something happens, anything important, he has to respond and be there to take care of the problems. So that will be a Torah Balavima. He's Meshubit to each individual of the city. He's on call. Now, check about Hatzalah members, these volunteers never, too gazak, they never Meshubit themselves to answer to the individual's calls. They were hired. They were appointed by the Reish of Hatzalah. They were mishabing themselves to the Reish of Hatzalah that they're going to be available to make the calls. And the Reish of Hatzalah was the one who's mishabing himself to the city that he has an organization called Hatzalah. He raises money for that organization. But the individual Hatzalah member never was mishabing himself to the individuals of the city. So maybe it doesn't have a din bal of imay to all the individuals of the city. Bishlam, if the Reish of Hatzalah responds to a call, fine, so that would be bal of imay. But for the case where we're talking about, the guy who lent the tray, he was never mishabing himself to the borrower of the tray. He was mishabing himself to the Reish of Hatzalah. So maybe that's not a direct shiva, maybe that's not considered imay b'malachta. He's not Imay b'malachta, he's doing the malacha that he promised to do to send the rabbits, but he never had an imay b'malachta to the individual person. Maybe it could be machalak like that. Lamais is, we asked our Rebbe, Reb Nitzan Karelit Shlita, and he said, it's taka chiddush, it's going to come out to always be pata, but yes, he held that Hatzalah members will be pata. Then I asked him, what about this chelik l'chayra? He never had a direct shibit, he only was meshabit to the Reish Hatzalah. He said, machnisha, it's the maisegret, if chulila, someone needs Hatzalah, makes the call, this guy's going to respond. So that's the direct imun b'malakta. The fact how he's meshabit l'chachila, was only indirectly through the Reish Hatzalah, that doesn't make a difference. The maise is, he's going to respond to the call and respond to this individual. This person who lent the tray will be responding to the person who borrowed the tray. That's already considered on call for him. That's imay b'malachta for him, and you'll have the p'tur b'al of imay. One of my chaverim, one of the dayanim, the bezin, asked Rabbi Yosef Shlita the shayla and Rabbi Chaim Kinyevsky the shayla, and they also both said, yes, Hatzalah members, if you borrowed from them, that's considered imay b'malachta, you'll have the p'tur of b'al of imay. Garant asant. All right, the Tashbat, Grad is mashma, that he has a... What? But the Tashbat case is, God, if you look up in the Tshuva, the Moses doesn't say it 100%, but maybe he leaves it out, but the Tashbat says mashma, that it goes both ways. You could have a case where the Tzibah is Meshubah to the Chazan, and the Chazan Meshubah to the Tzibah, all in the same scenario, and hold that the Balavima goes both ways. Which is Tekomana, because we had before by the Rebbe, with the Talmud, if they're both Meshubah to each other, then there's no Balavima. But yeah, by Tfilah, Betziba, the chazan with the kila, and the kila with the chazan, that all of a sudden we do say, going both ways, is like shutfim or shmali vashmalakha, and there we will say there's a dual balavima rather than say the cancer is no balavima. I guess, like we said before, that maybe by Rebbe and Talmud only because each one's doing for Egana. No, maybe by Yitzhak and Kahal, it's not like that. All right. Let's move on.
No, you said another story by Rebbe and Talmud. You said the main thing is doing
the Shemayim. Right, right.
So the Shaila is the Chazonis, it's the Shemayim stuff. Chazonis. And not talking about the Etzim Tefillah.
I don't know.
That's what he's interested in, the Chazonis. He's not interested. I'm not saying he's not interested in tefillah, but the part that he needs the audience for is the chazonis.
I wouldn't know. I'm not much sure came even late
no,
to this.
But
I don't know.
Saying.
Well, I hear what you're saying. It could be. No, I would think that an emissary about tefillah would be interested in really in the tefillah, should I know? To be misragish. And
yeah, but for that, it's not the audience. That's his own particular thing between him and the Kodesh
Baruch. All right. Well, let's move on. Sif Yadala, let's try to finish up tonight. Shala bebailim, the sachri shalei bebailim is pata. If you started off with a sheila and you continued, you were mamshech the sheila, you extended the sheila now into a schiris, you're going to be pata, even though the schiris was shalei bebailim. Zok this man sif katan chaf alif. Oh, sorry. So the mechaber says why? Shaschiris tali b'sheila. We look as if the schiris is an extension of that sheila, and since the sheila started out with a balavimai, so the schiris is entitled to the same tour of balavimai that the sheila had. Zok this man sif katan chaf alif. Pirish. Chafala pirish shala achas shekala zman hasheila. After the sheila's man ended, sheisa matchila bebailam lo higzel amashal. You did not return it. Elo imedes adam bechetzeray. It's still sitting by you. Then you ask him to rent it. You can have the patur of balavimai. Because be'etzem, what was my chiyuv shel? My chiyuv shel is greater than my chiyuv shchiras. So it's like yesh b'chama saimona. So the whole chiyuv shchiras already I took on yesterday when I borrowed it. And since yesterday's borrowing was with Bailim, so now that I extended it, so Zazayna extended Shaloi Bailam, but it's carrying over from the Bailam of the Shaila. However, the Sma says that it took Shel Achas Shekala Zman HaShaila. Now, if you look in the Mishnah, you wouldn't learn like, I mean, I didn't learn like that. I think the pshat is that I borrowed it for a day, and before the day was up, I called you up, I had to do me a favor, I want it for another day, but I'll pay you for that extra day. So I'm renting for the extra day. But once the Shaila ended and it's sitting by me, that Shaila is history, gone. I'm not your Shaila anymore. Maybe I'm a Shem Echinim, because still by me, whatever it is, we could talk. The Marsha Mesachag, Helvanenamana. But I finished. That Shaila is history. Now I want to also be Seichet. It's like I'm starting fresh. What's going on? And I saw that the Shita Mekabetz
is still Shem Echinim Machmas, the original Shaila. So
good.
Really
I know, but now I'm not going from Shaila to Schiris. I'm going from Shaila down to Shem Echinim or to Shem Mesachag,
right,
and then into Schiris. So that's not this halacha. This halacha needs to go straight. You'll see why. Continue the Machaba. You see, Bedavka has to go straight from Shaila right into Schiris. If it's be a Hefzik, it's going to be a problem. So I saw the Shita.
Shaila doesn't end until he returns it, no?
Not, if I have a borrowing it for a day, I need your tool for one day. And I didn't return it yet. I'm not a shul the next day. I can't even use it. I don't even have a right to use it. I only have permission to use it for one day.
Until
he returns it? Not in Hilchas Einzin. No, not as Dine Shaila. Maybe I'll be a Shem Esacha because Hov and Nen Amane. So since I had a no yesterday, it's like that schar makes me to Shem Esacha today. But a Shaila, I'm not. I can't use it anymore. How can I be a Shaila? So I saw the Shita Megabet is a very taps on this, and he's like clearing, but he's mitzadi. He's the same sort. Like, how could it be? Once it's over, it's over. You can't now resurrect. It's finished. Elamai told me out before the end of this month, and not only that, some rishonim learn even more. Some rishonim learn this whole halacha. We don't pass like that, but we Ramban others learn this whole halacha is only mitchilu. When I borrowed from you, I made up with that. The first meshicha I did was Shaila for one day, and the second day is Chiris. But if I borrow it and then call you up, oh, I want to extend and do Chiris, even that is not Meshach Shaykh with the first Shaila. But good, we don't pass like that. But to say once the Shaila was finished and now to start again is a Pella. So I saw Baruch Hashem, the Knesset HaGdoyla over here in Nagoy Satur, Sifkot Yud Gimel, brings down, he clears the Shaila and he says, Avada, once it's over, it's over. And he brings down the Sma, he says, doesn't know where the Sma is coming from, and he argues with the Sma. The Baruch Hashem and the Maisa, Toich Dorev, goes with the Sma. Doesn't make it an issue. He says, even if Kolos Man Eschiris, he's still going to have this din of Meshach Shaykh. It's a Pella, Mamish a Pella. All right, but that's the halacha. That's Eschiris, the Chiyuve Eschiris already were Nichol and the Chiyuve of Shaila, so you put the Eschiris Tali B'Shaila. However, Avol, im Sachra Bebailim, if you borrowed it, If you rented it first, then v'chaz of v'sha'ala sh'loi b'baylim. So now the schiris preceded the sheilo. This is already not parsha. This is already a safik. There's two more cases, but I just want to shtel on this right now. This is already a safik. And in mele to safik, you won't be able to be mitzi momen. Now, what's the suffix over here? What's going on? So Rashi and the Gemara explains, because here it's the other way around. Schiris yoni chayfe gneve v'aveda. Then you upgraded your chiyuvim to sheila to chiyuvimtsin. So now Zak Rashi copy that chiyuvimtsin is new. That needs a kinyan chadash. He says, bishloima from sheila then to schiris, when you extend, this is his lashon, it was a pel de Garashi. The schiris that I'm extending is still from my first mishicha that I did yesterday. I don't need a new kinyan. So double chadash. If I borrow something, you see double chadash in Rashi. If I borrow something and I call you up and want an extension, it works automatically without a new kinyan. That first kinyan mishicha I made carries on as long as I say, let's be mamshich. So he says, bishloima from sheila to schiris. So the schiris is really nichlal already from the old kinyan. But you can't say, if the case is from schiris to sheila, this case, the second case, you can't say the sheila's chiyuvim started yesterday from the mashicha of schiris, because v'raya not, schiris yina chayef ointzim, and now you are chayef ointzim. So must be, how do you get the chiyuv ointzim? Must be you did a new kinyan, you did chatz on it. That's the new kinyan that's mechayev you now on chiyuv ointzim. So he said, if it's a new kinyan, so it's not mishu shaykh with the old thing. I don't know, Zot Rashi, that since klapi gneva v'aveidim shir, it is mishu shaykh, because klapi that chelik, it is a carryover from yesterday's chiris. So mamela, we still consider it an extension as shmir b'baylim, and mamela, even though now you accept upon yourself, ointzin, good, but you still have the shmir b'baylim, else the shmir that you're doing. That's his tut stodim. And to some, what you see in Rashi, it's meduik in Rashi, and Achrena make this diik, that the whole shayla is only been negated to Einzim. This new Einzim, do we say this new Einzim is new? So we acquired a new Kenyan? Or do we say since the Gneva Aveda and Pshi was from the old Mashiach, so that makes you consider a Shmira Bebailim on everything? But Kapi Gneva Aveda and Pshi, which you already had yesterday, starting out from Schiris, that Lekula Yalma, you will say that you still have the Ptura Balavima, just like Shayla to Schiris Yabalavimai, so to Schiris to Shayla on the Chelik as Schiris, but on the Chelik of Pshin Gneva Aveda, you will Zicha say that you still have Balavimai. That's Meduik and Rashi. Now, Taisis, the Rishash is Medaik this in Rashi, but he points out Taisis didn't learn Rashi like that. And the Shita is Mesupik in Rashi. How to go? Do we say the Shayla is on everything, or do we say the Shayla is only on the Chelik of Ointzin? There's a Gilgim HaShoah that was just printed. The Gilgim, they found it. The Gilgim HaShoah also is Medayik in Rashi, that the whole Shayla is only on the Chelik of Ointzin. And he brings out, Mamash Gaval Gavar. He says, you see, a very double Chodesh. You can have, it's a good riddle. How could you ever have that a Shoyim is going to be Chay for Ointzin, but part of Pshi and Gneva Vaved? If he's Peshay and Gneva Aveda, he's Potter, because it's Meshach Shaykh, it's Meshachis Bebailim, that I had yesterday. But Kapi Shela, which is Ointzin, that new thing, that are you going to be Chay for? So if you break it, or you break it, maybe Mazak, but if you're outright Peshay, outright negligent, Potter. Gneva Aveda, Potter. If it's an Oinis, then you're going to be Chay. So then he wants to know, he takes it to the next step. There's a concept, Tchilosa Bebshia, the Sefer Boinis is Chay. So he wants to know, this Shema, who's part of a pshi and gneva aveda, but chay finds him. If he did something chilasa b'pshi v'seif b'oynis, will he be part of or not? Do we say it's an oynis? Oynis yechayev, or do we say since he's seen kol haterekula tchatzah b'pshi v'seif b'oynis yechayev, so we reckon it somehow like a pshiya? So even though the seif shadari was an oynis, but we'll tie up that it's all machmas your first pshiya, and for pshiya you're going to be part. As far as the hints, he declares what the lambda is, but you see that he also entertained and from Rashi, his Madaik and Rashi, that the whole Shiloh has only been negated to Einzin, and he has a cute chab about Chatzah B'Shiv and Sefer Bainis. Very shayna, killing my shot. So that's the second case. Now comes along two more cases. What it would be, oi, Shiloh B'Bailim V'Chatzah V'Sakra Shiloh B'Bailim, you buried it with Bailim. Then you downgraded Shiloh B'Bailim, which we just said before is Meshek Shaychi, it's still considered Bailim. But that you didn't stop there. Then V'chaz of V'Shalah, once again, Shiloh B'Bailim. So you did Shela, Schiris, Sheela. Here the Rishonim want to say that even if the second is Meshek Shaychi with the first, but the third is not Meshek Shaychi with the first, it's two removed. It's two steps. And therefore, it's a tzad to say that even though at the end we did again a shayla, so it's the exact same thing like the first thing you did, which was babaylem, so you would say, oh, maybe the shayla could hook up with my old shayla. No, since it's two steps away, maybe it wouldn't be a babaylem. Oi, shasakra babaylem, v'chaz v'shalo shalai babaylem, v'chaz v'sak shalai babaylem. Same type of londas, but inverted. You have schiris, shayla, then schiris. Same thing, since it's two steps away, kol elu safik shmir babaylemi, it's a safik, and amitza mikaveroi olavarayim.
We don't look at it as a new
shayla. That's the shayla. Maybe we'll say that it's meshech shaychi on the old one. It could hook up, it could attach itself to the two times shmira ago.
He doesn't say that to the balbas.
He doesn't have to say anything. It's you're being mamshech, the same thing. You took a and by the way, you think that this case is, it doesn't happen. It happens. And just remember the case we had. One second. I'll make up a case. A guy's coming, your neighbor's son, or Adam, married, coming from Meretz Rafa Ben Ezman, right? And he needs a car to get around, a newlywed needs a car to get around. So you have an extra car, so your neighbor asks to borrow the car. Fine, I'll lend the car to my neighbor. We're good friends, the family, mishpachas are very close. I'll lend it to my friends, Adam. Good, Peseda. Then he turns out he decides he's not going back to Meretz Rafa the next month. So he decides he's going to stay here. And he would like to continue, but now he understands this is no longer short term. It's not a 3-week maisa. So now he's going to pay me for carrying on with the car to continue. So in that case, if initially when he borrowed the car, I helped him out, I helped him load the car. So it was a shayla bebailam. And then he extended the shayla with the skiris. And now if we'll get into an accident, and that skiris was a shayla bebailam, he called me up, could he continue using a shul, pay me, no problem. That is a skiris shayla bebailam. If he gets into an accident now, you would think, oh, whatever, let's say he was peshay even. Let's say he was outright negligent, he got into accident, he jumped the stop sign, he jumped the light. It's going to be potter. Because the schiris is meshek shaychi with the shayla they had to begin with. So it's shayla bebailam. And also we discussed, if you recall, we had a shayla Reb Chaim with Reb Meir Simcha by Shema Aveda. Is the Shema Aveda of a p'tur bailam balavimai or not? Reb Chaim had the blitz chiddish to say, who cares that when you found the Aveda it was balavimai, but by Aveda, there's a chiv every second to return, so it's as if you became a shamer again and again and again, and you keep on becoming a shamer again. So Rav Chaim said, unless you were b'shash shvura mesa balavimoy, you're never going to have to put a balavimoy, because yes, it's balavimoy already expired, because today you picked it up again. To which Rav Meir Simcha responded, shkoyich, but it's not nageya, because we have this halacha, since you started out and there was no hefsek, you just continued and continued and continued, you'll have this din of being mamshik, you'll always have the din of balavimai, even though the new shmiris aveda is shalai babaylam, but it's meshek shaychi, it's attached itself to the first one. It's exact Ramei Simcha. Now we're going to see that it's not so
posh. It's really a suffix, and then
No, the suffix is only Shayla Teshir. Oh, that's why I want to say Mezim. Very good. See, they learned that Shayla Teshir is going down, is Pashi, going up is the suffix. But here we have going two steps, which is a suffix. So in the case of Reb Chaim, by Shema Aved, it's every second being Mechadish, it's infinite steps. It's a billion steps. So if you hold that you can't latch on two steps away, then Reb Chaim is Gerecht. It's not going to be Balavimai. Because it's good. The second nanosecond is attached to the first one, but the third one is already by itself. You're not going to have Ptur Balavimai.
We paskin, it's a suffix.
So I'll be honest with you, really it's totally on another shayla. And that is, what we're talking about is shayla, schiris, shayla. That the third is just like the first. Or who are then inverted? Schiris, shayla, schiris. But the third is just like the first. What would be if it would be shayla, schiris, schiris? Or schiris, shayla, shayla? That the third is not like the first, but rather the third is like the second. What would be then? So the Goy Sashri klezis as a shayla. Do we say it's the same shayla as the Gemara? Or we could taino, it's worse. It's lekuli alma, not Balavimai. Why? Because Bishlam, if the third is identical to the first, so even though it's two steps away, we could say, but since it's just like the first, so we'll attach it back to the first. But if the third is not like the first, the third is like the second, and it's two steps away, that could be Lekuliyama, not Bolavimai. The Goy Seshri is Mesopic, and the Orcha Shulchan Paskins Lamaisi says that Maduik and Rashi and Taisi, he said, even the Goy Seshri Nemdon Lechatchila one way, and then he ran into a Sopic, but he holds that the Ikka is La Alocha, the Orcha Shulchan Paskins, that it's not considered Bolavimai. The whole Shah of the Gemara is only if the third hooks up with the first. But if the third is identical to the second, for sure it cannot hook up with the first. So in our case, by Shema Aveda, you could tie, no? Okay, only thing is that it's funny. It's identical to everything. It's all the same. It's all the same. All the same. All right, you're right. So maybe back to the Shaila. Maybe. Or maybe we'll go a little better. We'll see in the next sif. Okay, let's see. All right, let's continue. Now, I have to point out that this din of Shaila to Schiris going down, that it's pata and schiris to shela going up, which is a suffix, is huadin, zaktar chashuchen, huadin, if it goes from shemesacha to shemechinam, going down, if we pash it, to yapata, and going up from shemechinam to shemesacha, that will be the same suffix as going from schiris to shela. Just like going up, schiris to shela is a shela, from shemechinam to shemesacha is also a shela. But zaktar chashuchen a chiddish, but if it will be from shela to Shmira, even in Shemesacha, Shemachinim, Maknish Dois, or Faket, Shmira, Shemachinim, Shemesacha, to Sheilo of Sheilo or Schiris, that's Poshit, it's not Meshach Shaychi. He said, Bishom, Sheilo and Schiris, they're both really what we do in Kinyonim to be Mishtamish. At different degrees of Achrayis, but we're being Mishtamish. So Schiris could be Meshach Shaychi with Sheilo and Sheilo with Schiris. Or what in Shemachinim, Shemesacha? They can be Meshach Shaychi with each other because they're both Shmira. But to go from Shmira to Ishtamshis, or from Ishtamshis to Shmir, he says that's Dvarm Nikarim, that's separate, the Muvdalim, they have no shaks with each other. And Lekule Yam, even if you go from Sheila down to Shemachinim, Lekari down is Yesh Bakam saying Mana, no, that will not work. It's not going to be Ptur Balavimai because it's totally different. It's two different things that you're doing. Obviously, it's a Kinin Kodesh and it's not Meshach Shaykh. So, Zakhtar Akhashokhan. All right, let's do the Ramah. Hagaz Zakhtar Ramah, Vyesh Oimrim, Ndim, Sachra Bebailim. If you start out with Bailim, V'chaz V'shalo Shalo Bailim, also Mikri Shmir Bailim. Means whereas the Mechaba says that this second case, when you go up, Schiris to Shela, is the Safik in the Gemara, the other Rishayim, the Rosh, the Taisa, other Rishayim have a Girs in the Gemara, Imtim Talayim, that means the Gemara was Paishit to Shela, that even this is considered Shmir Bailim. Whether you go down, or even if you go up, from Schiris to Shela is also Paishit Shmir Bailim. The whole Shaila of the Gemara was only when you do three steps, Shela, Schiris, Shela, or Schiris, Shela, Schiris. But if it's only two steps, the Kuliyam is going to be Shmir Bailim. All right, let's move on. One more. Sif Tezvav. Yesh Oimrim Shim Sachra Bebailim. If you rent Bebailim, Bechaz of a Sachra Shalai Bebailim, that's Havishni Bebailim Kamoi Rishayna. That's Poshet. That's even better than the whole Shaila of the Gemara. You have to know what the Mechaber wants to Yesh Oimrim. Betum, there's a Taisis. But Taisis says it all the way at the beginning. Taisis says it when the Gemara had a Shaila, Schiris, 10 minutes. Yeah. When Taisis had a Shaila, Schiris, the Gemara had a Shaila, Schiris and then Shaila when you're going up, or Shaila and then Schiris when you're going down, either way, but you're doing something different. So Taisis, from the Gemara you see that only if you do something different is it a Shaila. But if you're doing the exact same thing, Schiris to Schiris, that's a Dava Pashit, even better than Shaila to Schiris. That's a Dava Pashit, that's going to be Shaila Bevailam. So in the Gemara, I know why Taisa has to say it, but when you're already getting to the Mechaber, that we already paskin Shela to Schiris Ishmir Bailim, so Lachar Kosher King Schiris to Schiris to Shela, so it should be even more Pashit. So what's the Mechaber saying? Yesh Raimim, as if he found the Taisis, Shem Sakhra Babam, Chazazak Shal Vayam Vishnim Bailim, Kamei Shaino, it's Lachar even more Pashit than Shela to Schiris. Alright, but the Maisa, that's the Halacha. Avo Zak the Mechaber, and continues, if it will be Faket, Im Rishaino Shalai Bailim, Vishnir Bailim, so you would tell me a Vaita. It's Meshach Shaychi, so I should be hit with a Shalai Bebailim de Kashmira, because my first Shmira that I took from you was Shalai Bebailim. No, Ein HaRishayna Geres as a Shni Aliyah Shalai Bebailim. This way we don't say it. When we're invoking a Ptur Shmira Bebailim, then we'll use it Leftur. But to use it Lechiv, to say that when I started as Shalai Bebailim, even though now you renewed it as Bailim, to say, no, I'm Meshach Shaychi Shalai Bebailim, I should be Chai, that we don't say. Either way, I'll be Pata. Either I started out Bebailim, or now I'll be Bebailim. Either way, it gets me a Pata. Tais says it's gzeiras hakosev that we always go lekula. I'm not sure what he meant because I didn't see such gzeiras hakosev. I don't know where he got it. I guess he understood the parsha to mean like that. I'm not exactly sure where. Now this halacha by schiris and schiris sotabach who had been poshet sheila and sheila. As long as you stay the same, it's a dova poshet that you can have a p'tur shmir b'ayin. Comes along a taz and kufay involved and says, what about this case? I rented. What was the case? I rented your car for a month. She loy bebailam. Yeah, that was the case. I rented your car for a month. She loy bebailam. And then the next day, I call you back. I say, no, I realize I need it for 2 months. So let me rent your car for 2 months. And that time, by the second day, that schiris was bebailam. Madin. Let's mind the parlor clap be the second month of the second month was only machmas eschirus bebailam. But the first month that I'm already chayef machmas my eschirus that I did with you yesterday shaloi bebailam, maybe anything that goes wrong during the first month I'll be chayef out my eschirus shaloi bebailam of yesterday. So that does no. That if now I renewed eschirus for 2 months and now my eschirus is bebailam, I will have a p'tur balavimai.
When did they make the renewal? After how many days?
1 day. It was right. It was toich, right, and it was toich's man, and so it means the remainder of this first month, I really already have that shibud machmas my yesay schirus, which was shaloi bebailim. Still zaktataz, I'm going to have the p'tur of balavima, even though it's a pella. Dalmi hocha the second schirus, but about the first schirus, you should be chayv. What's going on? So this is a taz and kufa involved sifches.
I understood from what you're saying. There was a new schirus. It's mabatal the old schirus. It's make a new schirus from now. That's what
the Nesiva says. The Nesiva is in Reish Tzadi Aleph, I think it's Sifkot Lamed. The Nesiva says that you can touch up the Taz, that if I rent again, even though I think it's pretty obvious my only kavona to rent again was to be extend the schir. The first month I have in my pocket already, I only needed the second month. But if I rent again, that overrides the first, it's like mevatel the first case, it's mafkiyat, it's mevatel, and like I'm starting from scratch again, and now that I'm starting from scratch, which is balavimai, I'm going to have a p'tur balavimai miyad, even if it blows up right away. I'll have a p'tur balavimai. I'm going to have a v'aveda right away, I'm going to be potter. A chiddush from Taz, see this is Taish, but still a chiddush, the Taz is a dava chodesh. All right, fine, let's try to, okay, so Tezayin and Yudzayin, really, Rabbi Ruoth touched on, really, so I'm going to skip it. Let's go to Yudches. Lokech behema l'shloishim yoyim.
Can I ask one clarification? I don't understand exactly why 2 or 3 makes a difference. Especially if you're doing
Shayla. I could be, again, could be that if everything is the same, like Yishem Ravedic is, that everything is the same, could be that would be better. Just like you see, that even when the Gemara does Shayla Shayla Tischiris, but never cled Schiris Tischiris or Shayla Tischiris, so could be when the Gemara cled Shayla Schiris Shayla or Schiris Shayla Schiris, that's only when it's different. But if it be all the same, then maybe you can go infinite steps. That's why I want to say maybe by the Shema Aveda case, could be it's not just a Safik, could be the Mason who is right, that even though it's infinite steps later, but since it's Mamish all the same, that it all could latch on. It's one big Schiris, one big Shayla, one big Shema Aveda. Could be that's even better. Enechanami. All right, let's do Sif Yud Ches. Lokeach behema l'shloishim yoyim. If someone buys an animal for 30 days, shoyma chinam aleho is considered a shoyma chinam on this animal. He bought it. He didn't take it as a shmira. He bought it, but as a kinin lizman. It's not a matanam naslahakse. That's what Sayyid points out. Matanam naslahakse yechayiv even boinsen. Because that's him. It's a matana, but I got to give it back. Yeah, no, I don't have to give it back. I only bought it for 30 days, but during those 30 days, I own it. I'm a full bialim on it during those 30 days. So there, I'm not going to be chayif ha'insin. If it's not around after 30 days, so your animal doesn't exist. So it's your tough luck. What happens if you would have it and it disappeared during this month? That's it. You wouldn't have an animal anymore. So I bought it for these 30 days. If there's nothing left to give back to you, so then you have nothing after my zman. Tough luck. But I'm still going to be a Shai Mechinim on it because you're not around to watch it. I'm the only one. It's like automatic. I turn into a Shai Mechinim. Because if I don't watch it, then who's going to watch it? Like automatic. It's understood that I'm going to be a Shai on it. Obviously, I have to be a Shai on it. Obviously, I'm going to watch it. That's the Taisis. The Ksois jumps on this halacha in the Tzaisiv cotton hay, it's cut off a little bit, but he says that the Rambam is miyasid, a yesoid. What's the chilek between someone who sells lizman or someone who sells lepeiris? Either way, you don't own the goof, so to speak. I mean, you can't keep it forever, and not indefinite, but you could use it and eat from it and live in it and whatever. So what's the chilek? So the Rambam, if you buy something lepeiris and you don't own the goof at all, so you can mamish only be mishtamish with it, but mitzad the goof, it's not shochos, you can't touch the goof, so to speak. You can't build or renovate or change the tzura. You don't own the goof. You only can be mishtamish the goof the way it is. Meshengen, if you buy something lizman, like the Rambam, then it's yours for the 30 days, so you could change it. It's yours, you could do whatever you want with it. So Zoktik Sois, Madoch, I could change it, I could break it, I could do whatever I want with it. So how could the Chayfa Pshia? How could Toysa say? How could the Mechamba say in the Mechayfa Shem Mechinam? I could do whatever I wanted, I think. I own it. It's like I'm the owner. If I'd be an owner, can I break my own item? Maybe about that, because I can't. But other than that, Avada could break it. So if I could break it, how could be Chayfa Pshia? And we pass him. Like the Rambam, that's the chiluk, that if you own something less man, you're the violent, you can do whatever you want. So Melo Zaktik Taisi, blive shver, tzachin on the Mechaba, help the Mechaba over here, bring down Taisis, that you're a Shem Mechinam, the Chay, not even a Shem Mechinam, it's yours in Gansin, if it's yours, you can do whatever you want. He blive shver on the Mechaba. If it's still around, Avada. I don't even know if he wants it back. It's automatic. I own it for the first 30 days, and you own it for day 31 and on.
Well, if you have a timeshare, you're not expecting to turn it back and back, burn it down.
Right? So yes, you made down the Rambam. So that's what I'm saying. Look, hey, Klisman, you can do whatever you want with it. Okay, but that's the state in the Rambam. Rambam says you can do whatever you want with it. You can change it, Mishana Tzur.
Yeah, so that's what's expected. You meant to tear it.
Maybe if it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. Like that Rama over there, you can do whatever you want. Alright, you blive shut. I mean, today, I agree with you, and today the umdana is not like that. Clearly, when I give it to you, Lizman, I want a bag, and I don't want you to blow it up, and I don't want you to use it. Sorry?
I don't want you to change it either.
Correct, I don't even want you to change it. It's also true. But Shuras Adin, if you bought something Lizman, you are the bailam for this time, so you can do whatever you want with it. So you're the bailam. Okay, let's do one more sif in the shop. Kol elu achalukim shoshela bebailam noegin gankin b'chol ha-shemrim. Not only do we have a p'tur balavima by shela, who adim by shemasacha, soicha, shemachinim, vav, the chiyishal is vav, is meisav al the pashas before, when nidra shafila lefneifonav, and we really have a p'tur balavima and everything. All right, that's Baruch Hashem. We basically finished the siman just in time for Pesach. Pesach is a concept of Baal Avimah, just to remind the Eilim of that famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that he holds, that even if you have a Ptur Baal Avimah to be Potem in Adin, if you're talking, it's still going to be Chai B'Dinei Shemayim, at least for Pshia, maybe for the name of Aveda as well. Not for Ainz, maybe, but good, but at least for Pshia, it can be Chai, but means he's still, it's not just, what? Yeah, so the silver tray, depending what he did, if he was Peshayav, that's considered a Pshia. He left it in the wall. Look, heard that's a Pshia. Can't say Gnei Vaved. He stole him because he left it. Yet, and he'll still have this Chiyah, B'din HaShemayim, Al Sto, Arachayim HaKadosh. All right, a good tovach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.